This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. Misinformation is incorrect or misleading information and can include rumours and the presentation of information or data one is not qualified to evaluate, understand, and disseminate. While freedom of expression is of paramount importance to Free FM, this does not extend to sharing incorrect and harmful false data. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Elan. We have Jenny here today.
Yes, kia ora, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Jack.
A wonderful Simon.
Kia ora.
Okay, robots used as a tool of the Chinese state, used to gather sensitive situation. It's all going to be about leverage, secularism, globalism. Now, in the Bible, there's actually a composite beast in Revelation chapter 13. There's the lion, Babylon, bear, Medo-Persia, leopard, Greece, and Rome, the United Empire. Idealism, human empire, exalting themselves over and against God. Now, as a Christian, you're either marked with Christ or with the Antichrist. This is what it's going to come down to. Christ is our true King, and we need to have a sign of allegiance and worship to the Lord Jesus Christ. You acknowledge King Jesus, don't you?
Oh, most definitely. Need him in my life every day.
Yeah.
He's the only one who can change a human heart from absolute total darkness and wickedness and deception and lies that people seem to be walking in some days.
Yeah, so you bring Bible in schools.
Bible in the schools.
But actually attacking the Bible in the schools now amongst the children. And apparently you have to have the right from the parent has to be acknowledged for the child.
Yeah, the right from the parent has to be acknowledged. And you can tell, because I've been doing it for a while, you can tell who the real Christian parents are because they're just responding like, wow, that was from God. So another thumbs up for families doing it right.
So we need to understand there's two levels of reconciliation when it comes to the Bible and knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. There's the objective work of the Christ, of the cross, and the subjective experience of the cross. And that's why Paul talks about ye are ambassadors of Christ, God making his appeal through us, be reconciled to God. And then he talks about laboring together with him, we entreat you. So laboring with Christ means the Lord Jesus Christ is living in your heart, and we're ambassadors for Christ. We are ministers of the new covenant, and we're actually walking with the walking, talking God. So following Jesus or trying to imitate Jesus, that's different to experiencing the commingled spirit and walking with the walking, talking God. Do you walk with the walking, talking Lord Jesus, Jenny?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. How does that feel?
It feels really good, actually. But for some reason, lately, we haven't been talking so much, and I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Ah,
when he does this to me, the Lord Jesus, or God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually he's trying to teach me something.
Definitely, Jenny. I can relate to that one.
So he's talking to you, and that's what we're. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own.
On his own. I thought, oh, I'm not alone. Oh, okay.
Boy. Yeah. So have you heard of Andy? Yeah, that's right. Andy walks with
Warhol?
Me.
Warhol? So, big fan, huge fan. No.
Yeah, so when you talk to the Lord Jesus, he's actually living inside you, and it's a union between you and him, and you're referring everything to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, what shall we do today? Lord Jesus, what should I do in this situation? So God is actually giving you counsel, and he's leading you step by step. Mm. How do you find that, Simon?
I find it extremely challenging. I've been going to a lot of men's meetings on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Salvies, and there's some very real people there with some real convictions on their lives on how much we need to change, and it's very real. You've been there, eh, Jack?
Yeah.
It's good, eh?
Because they're reaching out to streeties, the underclass and this sort of thing, and they're fulfilling a role in society where people can't be bothered anymore, because if people have got homes and money and flash cars, they don't sort of, they're not concerned about the people on the street or the people.
Empathy. There's no empathy in the system, and that's the bit that really gets to me the most, like these lawyers and judges and everything going back, you know, about 40 or 45 years ago, how they created a family court. That's the family court's at home. It's not something that the government has any idea about. Like, they can become child psychologists. They don't know a child like their own parent. That's ridiculous. You can say that to your black and blue in the face. I'll never believe it.
Yeah. Okay, now, in the polls, voters prefer Labor to National because Labor has policies concerning cost of living and inflation, healthcare and hospitals, they're all in support of that, housing, education, social welfare and public services, they're actually supporting those.
Both answers to National or Labor can be held as incorrect.
Oh, I've got some stuff on National Nazi Party, but it's kind of like all that little COVID warning this morning. Better research it twice.
Now,
I'm a Labor supporter.
Today's paper, ACT pledges to protect teachers. Can kick learning. Okay, now. Empathy from a humanoid robot, AI advanced avatar, data centers used by China. But now, reasonable restraint of disruptive students will be allowed. No show parents will face fines. So he wants to bring in this new law that disruptive students will be kicked out of the classroom. Now, I was talking to a teacher where Peter goes to school, Miss Bibby. She's a wonderful teacher, actually, there at Rototuna Primary. And she said she won't be kicking children out of classes. And also, she'll bring in teacher aides. So if they brought in teacher aides, they could minister to the needs of the children, okay?
Okay, you know, I'm backtracking here on our conversation.
Yep.
Paul Henry does not understand that the times have changed, and he's just put teachers in quite a dangerous position.
Yep.
With the, you know, the
law. I don't understand.
So the ACT Party wants to bring in that teachers can defend themselves or kick children out of class.
Yeah.
It's like karate kick. Hi-ya.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're allowed to use force.
Right.
And has he not thought about how weapons have evolved or anything?
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
The safety risks or implications it could be to those teachers?
Yeah. And I'm also finding with my son, because I mix with these children, you know, every time I take my boy to school, I get to know the teacher, I get to know the games they're playing in terms that they play marbles, some of the kids, and they play chess. And my son beat me in chess this morning. And all the other children were standing around, and I told them that chess is about defence and attack, because whatever move you make, you've got to make sure it's the right move, otherwise you'll be taken off the board. So, and then at the end I said, oh, I let you beat me. You know, just to create some
I think where this is going, the international protection of the child, the convention signed by all countries except for the US and Rwanda, because they had the civil war at the time, they were busy, that is 15 years old and training child soldiers. So my feeling is that if you've got some 18-year-old stroppy kid in school pushing teachers around, I think the government wants to prune it right back. So as soon as you turn 15 years old and you're stroppy, boom, you're going to be in a work program and you're going to be part of the child soldier movement.
Yeah, it worked for me.
Yeah.
Definitely worked for me. Was it military training back in high school?
Yeah. So let's actually bring a reparenting, teaching parents to be good parents. And we don't want to bring the strap back in schools. And although it might cost a little bit of money, teacher aides are the best way to go, because if a child has needs and he gets a personal teacher who can teach that child personally and so forth, the children wouldn't be reacting so much. So
I went to a property investors talk by Healthy Homes, a place that came, and the guy was talking about Healthy Homes assessment, and they put the pink bats and stuff. But anyway, he had to go and assess a halfway house where the prisoners go. He actually went into his car. He reached, actually, because the toilet had been blocked, and they were using buckets, and they were using the shower to wash it down the drain. The light switches, the fans and the things were broken off. There were holes in the wall. So what's happening with these prisoners that are going into these houses? Why would there be such dysfunction? Why are they falling into disrepair, Jack? Do we need asylums and prisons so that people that have issues with
personal hygiene? No, we need rehabilitation,
definitely.
Yeah, reorientate the prisoners to come back into society, you know what I mean? Because if you don't reorientate them properly, they come out and they reoffend. And sometimes they feel they're better off in prison than out in society. Because when they come out in society, they feel, I'm being looked after inside, you know?
Well, there's 10,000 prisoners at the moment. One of the things, if they change 5 grams to 0.25 from $5,000 down to $35, 50,000 people would be locked up overnight for life for causing the dysfunction that we see with regards to illicit Class A, Jack. So this is a problem, and the Prime Minister gets to sign that in the Executive Council. It's not Cabinet and it's not Parliament. The Prime Minister is responsible for the 501s coming back to New Zealand, making $1 million in a year and causing such dysfunction out there in the community, Jack.
Yeah, because these corporates, if you like, corporate prisons, they make millions of dollars. So it's more about money and it's not about rehabilitation. And it's not about teaching people to be better people, better citizens. It's all about money and power.
That's where I got my problem with Chris Luxton. I mean, he was at a public meeting. He was challenged, well, what do you think about the law? And he goes, it's nothing to do with law. It's all about power. And I was sitting in the meeting and I went, yalvo.
So, Jack, what if we put all bottle stores at where they milk cows? Every milking shed has a bottle store. It's nothing in supermarkets and nothing in the CBD. So if people wanted, they can catch a taxi out to the furthest away farm, and they can then, because what good does it mean if we have that on the street? You know what I'm saying? What do you feel about those sort of things? Because we could set a law that says you're only allowed to have a bottle store running on when they're milking cows.
Now, when you're talking about the Prime Minister, you're talking about when you stand for the elections, you have to act like you're the Prime Minister with your cabinet, and you have to come up with policies that help change people. And that's why with the PIX party, Carl's down in Wellington at the moment and he's talking to the Electoral Commission and he's going for his 500 signatories of for people to support the party. So
say his email address.
Email address is csi@hotmail. Okay.
.co.nz.
Yeah, and you might like to support the party too. So we're hoping it's going to be registered by
End of this, I think Friday, 12 o'clock, Jack. But anyway, you were saying about the Prime Ministership. You're quite correct. When Wong from the Opportunities Party's first meeting in Hamilton, I explained that to her. I said, you've got to think like you're going to be the Prime Minister and have 21 or 99 rattle off what your conscience votes are. Jack, what's the conscience vote that you have? What's something, if you're Prime Minister, it comes down
family
to your conscience.
Family restoration.
Good. That's Simon?
Just a complete turnaround from legalism to real law.
Jenny, what's your conscience vote of their thing? I'll just say, so. My
make sure the kids are fed.
Yeah. I think my conscience vote would be that perjury is the most important thing to get rid of that in family court, and then children come under that, making sure that mum and dad aren't telling lies. Oh,
yeah, challenging liars. Just challenging liars right hot on the spot. You can tell when someone's lying their face off. Yeah.
Now, Hipkins says Luxon must sack Peters for racist comment because he actually told a particular person to go back to China. And a lot of people are telling me on the street, these are not just my own views, that this is racism coming from Winston Peters.
What's he going to tell all the Chinese Māori people then?
Chinese Māori people, eh?
There are a lot of us out there.
Yeah, Jenny and I are fighting over the mic on this one, Jack. You've really touched the thing. Listen, Jack, there's two people in Parliament, both MPs, and they're allowed to say what they like. Outside of Parliament, that's a different story. So I feel that that's the first thing. And the other thing that I feel on this one, lays like a flatfish, was the comment. And so from my perspective, we're in an interesting times. Now, the Greens Party have put somebody in that represents the GLBT community. And so maybe Winston's talking past that. Maybe he was wanting the person to have a comment around being straight or gay. Maybe that's something that we need to talk about and get a little bit deeper. I don't think it's got anything to do. Now, racism at the university, you've got to have two things, Jack. You've got to have power, institutional power, and prejudice. Winston has both of those in spades, but a lot of people aren't racist because they've got no institutional power. And a lot of people that have power don't have any prejudice. So that's where race is. So there's not everyone and everything is racism, and they're just throwing it out there just to upset them.
Now, there's a new game online and out in society. It's called Democracy.
Oh, I bet.
And it talks about policies, and you toss the dice, and you get a card, and you have to define your conscience vote.
Did you
which
misspeak,
is good.
Jack? Toss the dike?
Toss the dike.
Now, so with the Orange Justice Party, okay, in a world on fire with global crisis, experiencing COVID restrictions, oil and petrol controls, expressing a Marxist dialectic order out of chaos, where elitist puppeteers enslave people within a dystopian society riddled with class distinction. William of Orange, Principles of Government. These principles were founded on reforms. William of Orange, mission statement, bold and visionary. The party exists to champion fairness, accountability, and opportunity for all, empowering communities. This is what we need to do, don't we? We need to empower our communities. An opportunity for all, strengthening democracy and ensuring that justice is not just a privilege, but a right shared equally by every citizen.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree, Jack, to the point of where, you know, it's just so important that stuff like that happens, but democracy is a delusion. I wholeheartedly agree, but we just got to push it harder because they're selling it, so we kind of keep peaceful. And I want to keep my peace. I need Jesus more than ever, but we got to be aggressive, Jack. Oh, I agree, but you know, hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jack, you mentioned, because obviously God is the focus, or Jenny's wanting the microphone, Jenny.
Oh, no, carry on, love.
Yeah, so one of the things I was mentioning before, you were mentioning about God, and early days people either believed in God or didn't believe in God. Now, we're a lot more sophisticated now in the world, but there are some countries that don't even have the concept of believing in God. Now, this thing you talked about with the flatfish, what if Winston said, well, we are God? God-fearing nation over here? What about a country that isn't God-fearing? So these are very deep issues that have been brought up around the flatfish comment, Jack.
I've just come back from Tiwau. I went over there on Wednesday evening and came back on Friday morning. But my nephew, he's gone back into Henry Bennett. And I said to his psych nurse, can we use a spiritual model with a medical model? Because I actually basically said that there's been 50% of the suicide toll consists of mental health consumers who've been through the mental health system, and then they end up taking their lives. So it's imperative that we put people through a wellness program and a spiritual model.
Mm. I was talking to a victim the other day, and their mindset and the way they speak is just like, and they say they're Christians, but they're acting like God doesn't love me. You'd have to be happy knowing you go to heaven, and justifying your suicide is not good, bro.
Jack, I was a fifth form in a second year six. We were playing outdoor basketball. I turned around and my elbow went into this person's face. Anyway, I ran across the field because I was a fast runner. He caught up to me and I put my hands up. Anyway, he punched me in the head and I was unconscious, and it took an hour and a half before I became conscious again.
Good punch.
But that person ended up later on committing suicide. Now, Jack, what are the other half of the people, if they're not mental health people, are they just too hard on themselves, or are they taking them out of society because they don't want to be more violent? So what does suicide, I mean, there's two halves to it. If someone jumps up in a foxhole and runs out into a battlefield, is that suicide? What's the other half? You talked about mental health, that people that don't want to commit it and find themselves. But
losing hope, or the sense of losing hopelessness. Hope, hey? You lose your job, you lose... And really, we should be in contact with people who are traumatized. And that's why in my Rainbow Ribbons program, you have to cooperate with your higher power. And there's such a thing as religious exemption. And therefore, if a person is mentally disturbed and they're on drugs, they should have religious exemption, because if the Lord Jesus and their higher power is the only one who can keep them alive, and they're depriving people of that, that's really dangerous. Mm. So you've got the listener when you cooperate with your higher power. You do a wellness program, okay? The buddy supporter, the person closest to you, because you practice suicide first aid, which is connect with the person, confront how they intend to take their lives, confirm, affirm reasons for living. Mm. You know, how's this going to affect your family, this sort of thing. And then contract with a safety plan means that you won't take your life if we can contact your doctor, your minister, the person close to you. So we all need to cooperate with our higher power. Then you've got grief therapy. Number four, freedom fighter. You're fighting for freedom and you're fighting to get that person delivered. Number five is the healer and the trauma recovery practitioner, breaking the trauma bonds. See, how do you break the trauma bonds? Do you share personally and deeply with another person? Do you scream into a pillow?
When we moved house, the burglars broke in and stole all of our stuff on the first day and into a locked garage. Anyway, it's taken 9 months to get the insurance claim. But I must admit the assessor process was very healing, actually, going through, because you have to prove proof of ownership, be it a photograph or a receipt. And I found that very healing. Is that something that you were asking? It's not suicide related, but I really did feel I really felt quite upset, Jack, for that first 6 months.
Yeah, well, it's like a self-care program for yourself. I mean, I like to spend time in my garden. I go for runs, I play a bit of golf. And yesterday when I went through the park, I ended up hugging a tree. And I felt rejuvenated.
To hug your back?
Yeah, I think one of the things I learned from the motorcycle shop there down in Robin Atkins, if you clean something, Jack, there's a great therapeutic thing. You add value to things by cleaning. And so I can work out how buoyant I am by my ability to clean things, Jack. So if anyone out there wants to do something, what do they say? You can't change the world unless you get up and make your bed first. So all those out there that are lying in bed, jump up, make your bed, and then lie back on it. That's my advice, Jack.
Yeah. Now, yesterday I went to a woman's glow meeting, but men also can be aglow with the spirit. So that was really good experience. And Sarah was leaving town, and she used to run the Glory Release program. And she talked about when you're dealing with issues in life, so this is another way of breaking trauma bonds. You pray about that issue and you get a breakthrough in the spirit, and synchronicity happens, and you come through on top of that situation as an overcomer. But it appeared to me that sometimes when you confront the system, you've got to go over the top a little bit to bring out where you're really coming from. Because if you just become laser fair and just sort of don't deal with the real issues, nothing happens.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that email that I sent off to the Theosophical Head Office International and all the regions, Jack, because basically the High Court and the Appeals Court are having 3,500 to file. And I just said to them, look, cough up some money. You guys are responsible for neglecting us down here. We need some guidance at an international level. What's the first principle? Nucleus and no creed, no prejudice, basically. So yeah, it's a great place to talk, Jack. You introduced me back there to the Hamilton one when you were president, and now you've passed it on now, and they're taking over.
Is it true that 700 organisations are answerable in New Zealand to the parent body? We as Hamilton Theosophical Society are an independent society. So, like, we are representing all those organisations who could collapse tomorrow because the parent body takes over and freedom and the right to express yourself and spirituality not being for sale, that's on the line, isn't it?
So we've talked about law before. So there's infancy, then you as a cognitive person, and then when you go into senility, and then you need to have power of attorney or enduring power of attorney. Now, the thing is, Jack, there are some organisations that have a parent body and then the others just use their property. But there are also bodies like the Theosophical Society where they own their own property and a head office just thinking they can come in and take it. So that's where that standoff is. But what about the chartered clubs, Jack? Do you go to any chartered clubs? Do you go to the Workers, to the Glenview, to the Cosmo?
Commercial down the road.
There you go. My question, what's their relationship with the head office? Are they independents, and do they just give money for an overview?
I'll go and ask them.
But it's very similar to what's happening with Carl and his PICS party, because independent MPs are there. There's no whip in the PICS party.
Yeah.
Independents should be able to have freedom. There's
freedom
there's
of
no
expression,
president.
Know who they
exactly
are.
Exactly. And so those are the two. And the Theosophical Society is like that. It's a group of people that meet in a location, and they should be free not to be dictated from external forces, Jack. What do you think about that, Jenny?
The voice of the community.
Drop the mic.
So what do you experience there, Jenny, from the system? Has the system cooperated with you, your rights to your child and everything you're going through?
The system is purely based on money and people's bad intentions sometimes.
Greed, money, greed.
So you have to be understanding of that, and you have to do directly the opposite to get through the system.
Well, what you're basically saying is there's a challenge there when your rights are interfered with.
Yes.
And you can't be who you really want to be, and then you get clobbered by the system.
You could be a really good person and work for the system. You could do that.
Work for the system. So we're talking about idealism, human empire, exalting themselves against God, and you're either marked with Christ or the Antichrist today. And we're talking about the two levels of reconciliation in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're talking about the PICS party could be registered by Friday. So go ahead there, Carl.
Yeah, even if it's not, there's still independents that are standing. Jack, you're going to be standing for Hamilton West?
Yes, I will be standing.
$300 to...
So this is From the Fringes. Thank you very much for listening to our show.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.